Yeah.
Hi, Steve. How do you do?
How's it going?
Great.
All right. Yeah, you're working on your video there, are you?
Yeah. What, here right now?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm actually right now, I'm just in the middle of going through the transcription corrections for a book that's going to be released on Cherry Lane Music of the music from Alcatraz Days and Flexible.
Is that right, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations on the new album.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Looking forward to having it released up there in Canada.
Yeah, it's going to be coming out pretty soon, I think. I got the advance just the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Cassette.
Pretty different stuff, huh?
Yeah, really, yeah. I got quite a hodgepodge of questions here for you.
Great.
I noticed in your bio, the entire concept was conceived from a dream state event.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of funny because I interviewed Joe Satriani a few months ago, and he said that flying in a blue dream was sort of from dreams as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get a lot of their inspiration from dreams. This was a different type of a thing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It took place when I was about 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was studying dream states and trying to make myself more conscious in the dream states.
Mm-hmm.
And I stumbled across a couple of things that they were like experiments or exercises in this particular avenue of investigation, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And this one particular experience, later on I had heard or found out that a lot of people term it as an astral projection or an out-of-the-body experience.
Mm.
You know? I believe it happens to a lot of people. I found out it actually happens to like one out of every three people.
Really?
Yeah, it probably happens to everybody, but on a very conscious level, like one out of every three people. And it was extremely vivid, and it had a pretty devastating effect on me as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And from it came a whole series of writings.
Mm-hmm.
And the writings turned into the album Passion and Warfare.
Mm-hmm.